Here we are, into the second half of April already. I hope everybody got their taxes in recently, or got that extension filed, I guess.
Yeah, that was last Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. So here we go. We're going to take off with another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. Glad you joined us on this local radio station to share the next 5 minutes of make you feel a little better.
Indeed. And part of making you feel better is sharing a secret with you. Tri-State Livestock News. Check them out. It's tsln.com. You go online for the latest stories, updates, sales reports, and that's where you subscribe. And then you can get local, national, and international livestock industry news, plus so much more. Check them out.
I have the Appalachian Corton Rules.
Oh, you do? I have been looking for those.
Oh, well, I'll give them all to you. But first, I'm going to tell you about how to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. You do that by going to the Cherry County Visitor Promotion Board's visitvalentine.org. And there'll be at least 50 things to do. Of course, the Nebraska Star Party, where 300 or 400 people will come from across the country, even foreign countries, to come check out the night skies around Merritt Reservoir. So go to NebraskaStarParty.org, or you can find a link there at visitvalentine.org. Just one of the many things to do here in the Valentine area. All right, so the Appalachian Corton Rules.
Okay.
All right. Never court a gal whose brothers outnumber your fingers, unless you enjoy free farm labor.
Oh, very good.
First date is at her house with the whole family watching. Privacy is for city folks and squirrels. All right, number three, if you elope, come back with fried chicken, or her ma will hold a grudge till Jesus returns. All right, number four, hugging and kissing only happens after dark, behind the smokehouse, with one eye on the dogs. All right, these are Appalachian Corton Rules, all right? Number five, a white dove means marriage soon. A buzzard means run, her ex is back. Number six, if her pa says you hurt her, I hurt you, just hand him another jar and nod. Number seven, dreaming of birds means somebody's dying or getting married, same difference. The other last couple of the Appalachian Corton Rules here. If her pa offers you a job on the farm, that ain't a job. That's a life sentence. Number nine, never say I love you too soon. Start with, I reckon you're all right.
Oh, romantic.
And the final is, if her brothers already don't like you, congratulations. You're part of the tradition.
Very good.
Those are some Appalachian Corton Rules, and they might fit in other parts of the country as well.
Well, I've got something that kind of fits right with that.
All right.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Love him.
On Nebraska.
Oh, no.
If you consider it a sport to gather your food by drilling through 18 inches of ice and sitting there all day hoping that the food will swim by, you might live in Nebraska. If you're proud that your region makes the national news 96 nights each year because it's the coldest or the hottest spot in the nation, you might live in Nebraska.
I want to debate that one.
If your local Dairy Queen is closed from November through March, you might live in Nebraska.
All right.
I don't think they do that as much anymore. I think they stay open all year.
No, Dairy Queen, the franchise usually stays open, but hometown mom and pop operations a lot of times will.
Yes, that's true. And if you instinctively walk like a penguin for 5 months out of the year, you might live in Nebraska. If someone in a store offers you assistance and they don't work there, you might live in Nebraska.
I can't tell you how many times I've been at the local farm store and somebody goes, do you know where this is at?
Oh.
Or I ask somebody, where is this at?
If your dad's suntan stops at a line curving around the middle of his forehead, you might be in Nebraska. If you have worn shorts and a parka at the same time, you might live in Nebraska. If your town has an equal number of bars and churches, you might live in Nebraska.
Okay, one, two, three, four.
And if you have had a lengthy telephone conversation with someone who dialed a wrong number, you might live in Nebraska.
Well, I think we could probably fit those into South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana,
Kansas,
Minnesota, any other places where people are listening. So
we're all kind of the same, aren't we?
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, well, do it by sending it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to great radio stations like KLOE 730 AM down there in Goodland, Kansas for more of The Good Stuff.